Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast from the First Christian Church in Great Bend, Kansas. We are a church with a mission of inspiring ordinary people to live extraordinary lives for Christ. It really doesn't matter who you are, what you have done, or how you choose to worship. You belong here. We pray that this week's sermon blesses you and that you feel God's presence through it today.
Today is a very important day for seven of our kiddos. We've got the King family in the back there. In fact, I would argue that today is one of the most important days they will experience in the entirety of their lives. Because today is the day that they not only devote themselves to God through the confession of faith, but today is the day they proclaim their faith to the world by entering into the waters of baptism, becoming members of the body of Christ. And so on this holy occasion, and to prepare these candidates for these life-changing steps they're about to take, what I would like to do this morning is to walk all of us through the significance of giving one's life to Christ, and then get into what it means to participate in the sacrament of baptism. So in a nutshell, this is how I see it. There is this being who created this marvelously complex and beautiful universe that we inhabit called God. And what makes this God, this being so remarkable, is that this God didn't just create the universe and step back and watch to see how things play out. But this God is so intimately involved in everything that he cares about all things. But what's even more remarkable than that is coming to understand, as the Bible proclaims over and over again, that what this God wants most is to love and be loved by us. That's right. I want you guys all to get this. What God wants most, what we see over and over again in Scripture, is he wants to love and be loved by us. Or this God wants to live in relationship with every single person who has ever lived, including you. And what God did to show us this is, first of all, this God actually decided to come into the world as one of us to chase after us. Or this God is so madly in love with us that he actually took the drastic step of becoming human. Which is exactly what you find playing out in the life and teachings of Jesus throughout the Gospels. Because Jesus is what it looks like for God the infinite to take on human form and walk among us. And then what this God did as he walked among us is he spent his entire life traveling all over the land of Israel and beyond. And what that love looked like lived out was Jesus devoting every single moment of his life to causing his kingdom to come and his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Or he loved the unlovable. He healed the sick. He set the captives free. He fed the hungry. He clothed the naked. He proclaimed the good news along with inviting everyone that he encountered to follow him. And then if that's not enough, and that is enough, the creator of the universe, besides stepping down into our existence to chase after us, what this God that did that goes beyond even that is this God on the cross gave his life, his everything, as a gift to make a way for every single one of us, no matter who we are or what we've done, to be forgiven and saved, and so we can live in relationship with him. Now, we talk about this stuff all the time around here, and everybody just kind of takes it for granted. Have you guys ever thought about how mind-blowing it is that the one who created all of this, right? This amazing, this complex universe actually wants to live in relationship with you. I mean, it's absolutely mind-blowing. It's almost too good to be true. But this is a relationship that begins in the here and now as God walks with us through every part of our life. And then is a relationship that goes on forever and ever in the eternal life. Because once this God gets a hold of us, he's never going to let us go. And then the way we enter into a relationship with this God, or the way we accept the gift of salvation that has been offered on the cross, is not by jumping through hoops. It's not by being perfect. It's not about earning our way in. But it's by simply saying yes, or accepting God's grace, and putting our faith and trust and hope in Christ. Which is exactly what's about to happen to our baptism candidates when they answer the question, do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and do you confess him as Lord and Savior of the world? Because when they say yes to this question, ultimately what they're doing is they're saying yes to following Jesus, or they're putting their faith in Christ. And yet, please know, what it means to put your faith in Christ is not just to believe in something. It's not just to believe in a set of principles, but it's about actually believing in who Jesus was and his way so much that we strive to devote the entirety of our lives to doing everything we can, to following him with everything that we are. And then what happens when we do that, when we say yes to following Jesus, not only we forgive, saved, and set free, which is all amazing in itself, but it's also the case that God comes to live within us in the form of the Holy Spirit. Or this God, in some mysterious way we'll never understand, come and takes residence inside of us, where we get to live in relationship with him as he forms and guides and shapes and molds us into the people he created us to be. Or for me, in a nutshell, that's what's going on when you say yes to following Jesus, which is no doubt a step, a decision that will change your life forever. So candidates, are you guys ready for this? Are you ready to enter into a relationship with the creator of the universe so that your lives will be transformed forever? Well, if you are, I'm going to invite you to come up on stage as I pray and make your confession of faith. Will you guys join me in prayer as they come up on stage? Father, we are so excited for this moment for these kids to say yes to following you. And so we pray that you show up in big ways in these kids' lives, not just today, but that this will be the moment when they make that decision and they know that you are with them in everything and all that they do. And we pray blessings upon them, that you would mold and shape them into the people you created them to be, sending them out into the world as you have sent all of us to be your hands and feet, doing amazing things for people, doing amazing things for this world. So Lord, show up and be here with us in this place and bless these kids as they make this decision. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
All right, this is a really exciting day, and I stand here with these kiddos, and it is a true privilege. I've been blessed to get to know them over the last, well, some of them for a long time, but we've been in classes together learning, and to cheer them on, I am going to need your help. So after they take their confession of faith, I do want you to show them some love. It's a little scary to be up here in front of everyone. So clap for them, hoot and holler. We are excited, and it is okay to show that excitement today, okay? Gran, do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and do you accept him as your Lord and Savior?
I do.
Welcome to the family of God. Ethan, do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and do you accept him as your Lord and Savior?
Of course.
Welcome to the family of God. Owen, do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and do you accept him as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Welcome to the family of God. Elizabeth, do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and do you accept him as your Lord and Savior?
Yeah.
Welcome to the family of God. Cambry, do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and do you accept him as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Welcome to the family of God. Easton, do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and do you accept him as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Welcome to the family of God. Cora, do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and do you accept him as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Welcome to the family of God. All right, would you please join me in a moment of prayer? Lord, we want to celebrate each one of these kiddos as they choose baptism. We're so grateful for this opportunity to welcome each and every one of them as new brothers and sisters in Christ. And we thank you, Lord, for your goodness in calling us to know you and to put our trust in you. We pray that each of their baptisms may be true outward declarations to the world of the inward changes that are going on in their hearts. with their decision to live in Christ. We pray that you will renew your spirit within us all and help us to nurture each of these candidates as they continue to grow in their faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And so now that our kiddos have made their confession of faith, but before they make their way back to enter into the waters of baptism, there's a couple more important things that they need to know about what they're about to do, which is something I share. I'm going to be speaking to them directly, but something that I share with all of you to help you remember the significance of your own baptism. So the reason why baptism is important, or the reason why this is an event you're never going to forget for the rest of your life, is because what you are doing through this sacred and holy act is, in a symbolic way, you're showing the world what has already taken place within you as you gave your life to Christ. Because what going under the water in baptism represents is, first of all, in the same way when you get dirty and you're outside and playing and mom and dad make you come in and take a shower or a bath to get all cleaned up, what happens in baptism is God, in a sense, cleanses and forgives you of all of your sins and you are set free, so that as you come up out of the water, you're completely set free, forgiven, and saved. Then secondly, baptism is kind of like the transformation that happens when a caterpillar turns into a butterfly. In that, before metamorphosis takes place, a caterpillar is one way, and then all of a sudden they go through this process of transformation and become something almost completely different. Well, in a sense, that's what's going on inside of you as you are baptized. In that who you are now will be transformed into the person that God has created you to be, which is a new creation. Or as 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. Look, new things have come into being." Which in turn also makes it clear, and this is the part that I really want you guys to get, baptism is not, nor has it ever been, the goal or the finish line, where once you make your confession of faith, once you do baptism today, like somehow you're done. No, that's not how it works. Baptism is actually supposed to be the starting line or the launching pad meant to propel you into the rest of your life, or to open you up to this new life in Christ that's not just about you and what you want, but it's a life that is devoted to following Jesus with everything that you are. Which, by the way, is the kind of life that's not meant to be boring or dull or some kind of burden that we're expected to carry. But in fact, it's a life that is meant to be bigger and better than you guys could have ever imagined. Because this is the life, or this is the meaning and the purpose that God has created you for. And it really doesn't get any bigger than you guys living out your God-given purposes for the rest of your lives. So, candidates, are you guys about ready to take the plunge? To make this decision to start the rest of your life? Can I get a yeah? Let's try that again. Are you guys ready to take the plunge?
Yeah.
There we go. So we're going to invite them to move to the back now. We're going to say a quick prayer, and we're going to get this thing going here. So will you guys join me in prayer? Father, we're so excited for this moment in the service where these kids get to go through the waters of baptism, and we pray that you show up today in each and every one of their lives. We pray that just as you poured out the Spirit on Jesus as he was being baptized, Lord, in many other places, we pray that you would do that for each of these kids today, so that when they walk out of here, they know they're different. They know there's a connection that has been made. They know that you are a God who is with them and for them and bigger than anything they will ever face. So, Lord, make this a holy moment, not just for these kids, but for all of us, as we get to witness the transformation of their lives. Lord, it's in your name and for our sake that we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon, and we hope you are able to join us next week. To learn more about FCC Great Bend, visit us online at firstchristianchurchgb.com. Again, that's firstchristianchurchgb.com. God bless and have a great week.